Veterans of America.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, First City Arts Center.
Here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you and happy Thursday. I told you earlier in the show that we were going to talk about fun things to do this fall. Well, it's fall now. We're enjoying this weather and we're also enjoying all the things that we're allowed to do outside in this beautiful weather. And we do have some things coming up. I shared a few, but I told you about a really special event, and it's put on by First City Arts Center. And so I have Kelly and Caitlin here. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you. We're happy to be here.
I'm so excited. Well, first of all, I want to hop in and talk about First City Arts Center and how y'all have grown in this community over the past almost, is it 17? How many years have y'all been here?
We're celebrating 20 years of offering visual arts education.
Wow, that's so exciting. So two decades here in Pensacola and being kind of a pillar in our community for the arts. And so I want to first hand it over to you and just be able to have you, Caitlin, start out and share what First City Arts Center does and how it has impacted our community.
Thank you. So First City Arts Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We provide affordable, quality arts programs, visual arts specifically, and we provide that education for all ages and all abilities. So we have youth programs that start at 4 years old, and we have adult classes and everything in between, teen. So we really try to reach a broad spectrum of the community and every aspect of the visual arts.
That's awesome. So are you an art teacher? Are both of you? What do you do there?
Sure. I'm the executive director. Okay. So I oversee all of the programs and facilities. And
so I imagine you love art.
I do. Absolutely. I have an art background. I actually came from a teaching background.
Very cool.
So education is really at the heart of everything that we do at First City.
Absolutely. I love that. And you know what? I think that arts, it's so important. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I was just mentioning a moment ago that today is National Energize Day and like kind of focusing inwardly and, you know, blocking out all the distractions. And when you focus on art, whether it's painting or we like to do create bracelets and jewelry, you are able to kind of get away from all the distractions and get into a zone where you're just able to unleash that creative spirit. So, Kelly, I want you to be able to share your background too and why the arts are important to you.
Sure. I'm the events manager at First City. I also have a background in art and I teach at UWF. So we are very connected to the community at First City Art Center, not just through the people that come to our campus, but also
still way out
the
in
university
the Atlantic
and Pensacola State College. And we actually just had someone walk into the office yesterday, and she was mentioning how starting to take a ceramic sculpture class has just completely changed her life over the past 4 years. She's retired, and she's just so excited to have found something that is a new passion after retirement, and is just throwing herself into it tenfold, and just was literally glowing with how excited she was.
I love that. I mean, like I mentioned before, it just helps you not just, I don't want to say escape, like we're zoning out, but it helps you tap into a side of you that's there. I mean, you hear people say, like, I'm not artistic, I can't draw. Well, you don't have to draw to be artistic. So can you talk about all the different artistic ways and teachings that you do at the Art Center?
Well, sure. I would say that people take art classes for a variety of reasons, as you said. You know, they may be really interested in learning a skill, but there's also other underlying reasons. A lot of people are looking for a stress reliever, especially now, a connection to their community, maybe a way to meet new people and meet friends, just a way to relax at the end of a stressful day. There's really a lot of reasons that I think people get involved. So we provide a place for that. And we have artists that are, you know, they have their own business, they make art for a living, and they need a place to make that work. And then we have people that are total beginners, just curious to check it out and see, you know, what an art class is like. And we cater to all of those and everyone in between as well.
So is it primarily painting, or do you have, you mentioned pottery, which is really cool. I'm not really good at it, but I've tried. I will just tell you. And like all of my vases, you say vase or vase? I don't know. Vase, my vase looked like, you know, it was like a droop. The water would definitely spill out of it, but I tried. So you have that variety, and you mentioned it starts at 4. Are you seeing kind of like a surge in people getting into the, tapping into their artistic side because of the pandemic?
I think so. I mean, there's always been a need for it, but yes, I see a lot of people that are looking for a creative outlet these days, mm-hmm. and we're happy to be able to provide that.
Yeah.
I think as well that a lot of people, since we had shut down, are looking for a way to connect with other people with where there's no pressure. And so I think that the art class allows that as well. It's kind of a safe feeling space where you can be creative and express yourself, but you can talk to the person sitting next to you if you choose to. And it's just a feel good environment to connect with other people that you haven't met before.
Yeah, that's so good. Actually, I want to jump back into that because we live in an age where everybody's behind their phones, and you can kind of get caught in that and think that that's the only way to have a relationship. Well, it's not. And there, you don't have to just go to dinner. You don't have to just go on a date or go to a movie. There's other things that you can do or other ways to reach out to a community. Are you seeing friendships kind of bloom and blossom at First City Arts Center?
Yeah, it happens all the time. It's really a wonderful thing to see people meeting each other and getting to know each other as they also develop a skill and find other ways to pursue a passion. Absolutely.
That is so sweet. I love that. Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's 10:42 here at News Radio, 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with First City Arts Center. I have Kelly and Caitlin here this morning. We're going to talk about an event coming up. It's the 15th annual, but wait, before we get to the event, let me just tell you, we have some tickets to give away to you. Not yet. Put your fingers down. We're not going to tap on those phones yet. At 10:50, we're going to do a giveaway, and we're going to be able to get you to this event. So it's the 15th annual Pumpkin Patch.
Correct.
And this is just not your run-of-the-mill pumpkin patch, right? What's happening with these pumpkins?
So we will have over 7,000 handmade glass and ceramic pumpkins this year. I know, 7,000. It's kind of mind-blowing.
That's a lot. That's
and
awesome.
We will be at the Blue Wahoo Stadium again this year. It's a huge event. It is our biggest annual fundraiser, and people fly in from out of state to come to it. It's really a sight.
Wow. That's incredible. Okay, so you have all these, like, artists that create these pumpkins. Are people able to buy them? Are you auctioning them? How does that work?
We have over 40 local artists that have created all of the pumpkins that will be available at the Pumpkin Patch. You can purchase them. They start at about $20 and go up from there. And we have free entry to the event from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., but we also have early entry tickets that can be purchased.
Okay, and that's what we're going to be giving away today, some early entry tickets to the 15th annual Pumpkin Patch. All proceeds for this event goes back to First City Arts Center. And, you know, I think, like, we focus on sports and having, like, event centers and things like that, but art centers are vital for our community, too. Vital, like we mentioned before, to give people an outlet, to give people an opportunity to meet like-minded people, or to tap into, like, I don't know, what is my hobby? I'm retired and I don't know what I'm going to do. It gives them an opportunity to do that. Or if you have a kid they're not into sports, they don't want to do all that. They don't want to run down a field. I have one of those. It's okay. Hey, give them an opportunity to do something else to express themselves. Okay, so let's talk about the event a little bit more. And again, like I mentioned before, we're going to give away some early entry tickets for the Pumpkin Patch. And this is happening what day?
This is happening on Saturday, October 9th.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yep, and the early entry tickets that we'll be giving away today, you can get in at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So you can get the pick of the patch.
Yes.
when it comes to your pumpkin.
Yes, you can get that premier first pick and before everybody else.
That's it, the premier pumpkin pick. Right. I love that. Okay, so when you go into the event, are you going to have all the pumpkins on tables? Is it, you, will you be able to meet the people who made these pumpkins?
Yes, we will have tables out on the stadium field, and there are so many tables. You'll be amazed when you walk in the gates. You'll see just pumpkins as far as the eye can see. So lots of pumpkins to choose from, all wow. colors, shapes, sizes. The artists will be there. A lot of them will be volunteering at the event. This is a huge community event, so it takes literally hundreds of volunteers throughout the week to pull this event together. So they will be there.
And this is your annual fundraiser to bring in support for the Arts Center.
Yes,
absolutely.
Other than that, how do you all stay running?
Well, a variety of ways. We have a great base of membership and members that support us. We also are always accepting donations as a nonprofit. Particularly, I write a lot of grants and look for other support through sponsorships and foundation support. So it really comes through a variety of ways. And we also have a ceramic supply business as well, where if anyone in the community is looking for clay or glazes or other ceramic supplies, we sell those as well.
Oh, very cool. Do y'all ever do like birthday parties or anything like that?
We do, yes. Oh. And we can work around a theme. So yes, we do painting parties, or we've done clay parties in the past. So yes, absolutely.
Oh, so that's fun. I've done that before. I was definitely a huge advocate. Like I said, when I say I'm not artistically inclined, like my stick figures can't even like come out right. But I love like beads, and I mean, I don't know if it's even artistic, but like scrapbooking, I love taking memories and then adding all like dried leaves to it, and, you know, a sticker or like a concert ticket.
As long as it makes you feel good while you're making it, that's the important part.
Okay, so there we go. I'm an artist.
You are. Absolutely.
And if you're curious about other materials, glass and ceramics are our two largest programs, but we also offer classes in sewing, a great class called Pins and Needles, which is taught by Nestor Taylor. We have painting, we have drawing, we have a beautiful gallery 1060 on our campus. So even if you want to just come and look at art and just explore what other artists have made and created, you're welcome to do that. A whole youth art program. We do offer scholarships. So we really have something for everybody at First City Art Center.
That is so awesome. Hey, Caitlin and Kelly are here from First City Art Center. Get ready. Get your phones out. If you're listening, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We're about to give away some early entry tickets to the Pumpkin Patch on October 9th. This is happening downtown at Blue Wahoo Stadium. This event is a fundraiser for First City Arts Center. And so if you go in and you find that pumpkin you buy that you fall in love with, that you can bring out every single year and put on your mantle or on your kitchen counter to decorate, will have been created by a local artist. And the funds go to staying within your community, to keeping the arts alive in our community. So this is coming up October 9th the free entry starts at 2 p.m., you mentioned.
Correct.
Okay, but if you want to get in, get the pick, get those first picks, a glass pumpkin. Are you kidding me? Those are so pretty.
They're gorgeous.
And to know that somebody local made it, I just got a piece of local art for one of my bathrooms. And just knowing that somebody here in our area sat down and painted that makes it way more special, you know? So this is something great to be a part of. So get ready. In about a minute or so, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. If you are the third caller, yes, you have to call this time. You've got to go old school. I'm sorry about that. I know all you texting people, but I'm going to have you call. Tina's ready for you. In just a moment, I'm going to give you the go. Again, First City Arts Center is here. They're inviting you to the Pumpkin Patch October 9th at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Who doesn't love a good event at Blue Wahoo's, especially in the fall with that breeze?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's like perfect. Perfect. And they just want to be able to give you an opportunity to come in, see the pumpkins first, take your pick, and be able to give back to First City Arts Center. So get ready, 850-437-6600. 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. It's about 10:50 right now. Go ahead. If you are the third caller, you get to win free early entry tickets to the Pumpkin Patch Festival. Oh, the phones are already started, so you better start calling now. Tina will pick up the phone. Third caller right now. We're going to do another giveaway. So, hey, yes, right? So we're going to give one ticket now and then one ticket later, right? Or do you want to give both right now?
Let's do both right now.
Okay, that's it. Oh, I see them. All of our lines are full. So just hang on the line. Don't go anywhere. Tina's going to get your information. We'll find out who, announce it, and be able to get some more pumpkins in our life. Do you have a preferred art that you focus on? I'll start with you, Kelly.
My discipline is printmaking. So if you're familiar with screen printing or woodcuts or etchings, that's what I studied. But I actually recently started taking wheel throwing pottery classes at the art center, and I had never done it before, and I was terrified, but it's so much fun to learn it's a totally new language for me, and it's just so much fun to have something that has no pressure, and it's kind of silly, and I love it. So I'm falling in love with pottery right now.
That is so cool. There's so much you can do with it.
So much.
You can make pumpkins.
Yeah, and Kelly's doing great. I've seen her beginning pots, and I can tell that she's improving with every class enjoying what she does. So
I love that.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Hey, we have a winner. We're going to get their name in just a moment. Thank you for playing with us. I love doing giveaways and getting people excited. Hey, and you don't have to get those early entry tickets. Now, are there early entry tickets on sale still for people to be able to come and experience the Pumpkin Patch first?
Yes, there are still tickets available. If you go to firstcityart.org, you can find our events page and click through to the stadium to purchase tickets. And you can also get all of the details about the event at firstcityart.org.
Very good. Okay, so Caitlin, your turn next. What is your preferred art? What is your choice?
Well, my primary background is in ceramics. I've also worked in painting and other materials, but I love clay. I think it's such a tactile and friendly material. It's just, you know, it's so hands-on, and that's really what the Art Center is all about, hands-on activities that you had mentioned, you know, people being so tied to their phones and, you know, social media, which we do a lot on social media. If you are on your phones, check out us, our pages
That's
on
right.
Facebook and Instagram as well. But, you know, it's also good to have that balance where, you know, you can be hands-on and really see a material that's responding to your touch in real time.
It is so, yeah, you can't be on your phone and be playing with pottery at
right.
the same time. That could get very messy real quick. Fun fact, I grew up and my aunt had a kiln in her basement.
How
and
cool.
It was so cool. I can smell it right now. I can smell it right now. And then when she would do the glaze and she made us lamps and Christmas trees that lit up. And I mean, I still to this day have an angel that she bought me for my garden, but I'm afraid I don't want to put it outside because it's so beautiful. So I keep it inside in my girl's room, but it brings back a lot of memories. And that's another thing, creating those memories along your life that aren't attached to anything on the phone. It's good for information. It's good to get the word out. But having that time to just be like, I created this with my husband, with my wife, with my family, it's really special. Are you the mugs that people are now making a lot of? They kind of look, they're not your run-of-the-mill mugs. They're not perfect. They have some lumps and bumps. I don't even know like the name for that. It's a, oh my goodness.
People have called them wabi-sabi. That's a phrase that you might have heard before.
I'm sort of embracing
the imperfection, right? So it's, you can tell it's handmade. It's not factory made.
Yes.
It was made by human hands.
And I love that. I love the imperfections. It makes it just more enjoyable to drink your hot drink out of.
It's more personal.
Exactly.
Especially if someone that you love made it, or you're making it for someone you love.
Right. And I'm sure at First City Art Center also, y'all can teach people and how to make it food grade as well when they're trying to make pottery, because that's another thing. People do it themselves. It's not food grade. And then we got problems.
Correct.
You're eating clay. We don't want that. So, okay, we're about to get the name of our winner. Again, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, First City Art Center. Our friends Kelly and Caitlin are here. They're inviting you October 9th. It's going to be so much fun. A beautiful day. Only a couple of weeks away. The annual Pumpkin Patch 15th annual, and so you'll be celebrating your 20 years.
Yes, and it's really amazing to see this Pumpkin Patch event as it's evolved over the years. And when we first started 15 years ago, it was a few hundred pumpkins, and we were actually at the time over in the Belmont DeVilliers neighborhood.
That's right.
So yes, we were the Belmont Arts and Cultural Center, and we've moved 9 years ago over to our current location. And so we're now First City Arts Center, but we're the same organization, and over those years we have grown so much. It's really incredible to think we went from a few hundred pumpkins to 7,000 pumpkins, just over 7,000 actually this year.
That's mind-blowing. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And again, that's happening October 9th. Free entry at 2 p.m. Go in, buy some pumpkins. You can get tickets, though, online right now at firstcityart.org. Okay. Hey, we have a winner. I told you before, we just gave away some tickets. I love giveaways because, you know, makes our receptionist sweat a little bit. Give her some work. Okay. So our winner for the early entry tickets to the Pumpkin Patch on October 9th is our friend Dorothy Leahy. Dorothy, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling, for listening. And in fact, we have her on the phone right now. Let me try to catch her. Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're our winner.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. My daughter, she collects glass pumpkins, and she is going to be shot through the roof when I tell her to go get like a real one, like not a store-bought one, but a real one.
A real one.
So, because one made, you know, a real one. Yeah, one made from somebody here in town is a real one. She don't have no real one. She's just got store-bought ones. So I'm so excited.
Oh, we're so happy to hear that. Congratulations,
yes.
Dorothy. We look forward to seeing you
on
the 9th.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so
Dorothy.
Much. And I've been wanting to get in touch with, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, we're going
to get in touch with.
Oh, go ahead.
I was wanting to get in touch with First City Gym anyway because I'm wanting to go down there and take some art lessons. So I was excited to hear them on the radio.
Yes.
Well, this is your perfect opportunity. Please give us a call. Check out our website. We'd be happy to get you into a class.
Hey, Dorothy.
That is a definite.
Dorothy, thank you so much for calling. Hey, we're wrapping up. We're running down in our time here in the last couple of moments. Again, the Pumpkin Patch. Tell us more one more time about what's going to happen on October 9th.
Saturday, October 9th, 2 to 6 p.m. is free entry at the Wahoo Stadium downtown. We will have over 7,000 handmade ceramic and glass pumpkins for sale. The artists will be there to meet, and we'll have a kids' activity, and we are looking forward to seeing you. First pick tickets are still on sale at our website at firstcityart.org, and you can go ahead and get in before everybody else if you purchase those tickets.
Yes, it's going to be a beautiful day, great cause. We want to keep the arts alive. I mean, they're growing in our community. You see it by more and more artists emerging. And if you go to local gift shops or go to Palafox Market, even go to Bailey's, and you see local artists that are having their stuff on display there.
Absolutely.
The arts are alive and well. It's good for you. It's good for your soul and for your kids. And if people want to get involved in a class, see what kind of classes are available, or find out for their kids or grandkids, something like a grandma and a pop-up to take their little one to go do something like that, that could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We have some great kids' classes and even a yoga and art for kids or creating with clay. So definitely check us out. Give us a call or look at our website to see those class offerings that we have available. And just know that when you come to the Pumpkin Patch, it is our largest annual fundraiser. So it's so, so important to us being able to continue all the great work that we do and the services that we provide for the community.
Yes, and thank you so much for joining me today and sharing with our listeners about what you guys do and how they can continue to tap into their artistic side.
Thank you, Jenna.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And check them out on Facebook and Instagram, First
yes,
City
please.
Arts. Please, please, please follow them. They have so many good things on there. Hey, thank you for hanging out with me this morning. I've got more for you coming up. It's Fun Friday tomorrow. And, of course, we'll have Dr. McMillan with the Neal Clinic at 9 a.m. We'll see you then.